Good morning. The upper-level low-pressure center, which had brought us unsettled weather for a good chunk of the weekend, including a lot of clouds and showers, along with cool weather on Sunday, persists earlier this morning overhead. That cool pool will lead to plenty of cloud cover and an overall dampness to start the day throughout interior New York and New England. But as this trough of low pressure gradually eases out, we'll have brighter spots and some breaks in the clouds through the afternoon and maybe a little bit of sunshine, especially in the valleys. And this will help temperatures warm into the upper 60s and lower 70s on average, however, still several degrees below seasonal normals. As that low continues to depart, a weak area of high pressure will build in this evening and overnight tonight, keeping it dry. Skies will be partly to mostly cloudy, and lows will dip back into the 50s to around 60. This will set us up for a good-looking start to the day tomorrow, with a fair amount of sunshine mixed with some clouds. But at this point, we'll turn our attention to the south and west, where another low-pressure center will dive through the Midwest and Great Lakes and into the Ohio Valley. It'll head in our direction tomorrow afternoon, bringing an increased risk for scattered showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures, though, with some sunshine tomorrow, will make it back into the upper 70s to around 80. Another disturbance following the same path will approach us on Wednesday, so scattered showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast again. Out ahead of this system, highs will again be in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. We'll begin to change the weather pattern a bit as we head toward the end of the week and the weekend. With a bit of warmer air and more humidity, we'll see the risk of a couple of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, and again for the 4th of July on Saturday, with generally dry weather Thursday through Sunday, and high temperatures back into the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the Middle Ohio Valley, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the Upper Mississippi Valley. Behind morning thunderstorms, mid-60s to near 70-degree dew points will advect northeastward, and at least partial clearing will allow sufficient heating and modest destabilization by the afternoon hours. Isolated to widely scattered thunderstorms are expected to develop ahead of a cold front. Deep layer shear will be sufficient for semi-discrete storm structures, which may at times exhibit supercell characteristics. Strong winds will be the main threat in the Ohio Valley, with some marginally severe hail possible as well. And northwesterly deep layer flow will continue across the upper Midwest today. Dew points will range from the mid-50s to lower 60s as temperatures warm into the lower 80s. This will result in modest instability. Cold temperatures aloft, combined with effective shear, will aid in the development of semi-discrete storm clusters capable of producing large hail. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Grand Forks, North Dakota, at 7:53 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday. The last report of hail was at Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma, at 3:51 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in drizzle and fog, 39 degrees with a west wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 48 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 8 miles visibility in fog, 59 degrees, the dew point 56. 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.79 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 33 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 70s, Boston mostly cloudy in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs around 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 64 degrees, the low 55. The average temperature, 60, that's 10 degrees below normal. 79 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month now, 6.62 inches, which is 3.07 inches above normal. And 15.34 inches for the year, which is 2.99 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60. The record high, 96, set in 1944, and the record low, 44, in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny skies today with highs in the mid 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today, just the risk of a passing shower, but mainly dry, with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with a passing shower possible in the mountains and highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy skies today with some more sunshine late this afternoon and highs in the lower 70s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing clouds, late-day showers and thunderstorms possible, upper 70s to around 80. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, right around 80. Still the risk of a thunderstorm on Thursday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds near 80. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with the risk of a thunderstorm on the 4th of July and highs in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.